Immigration enforcement is still an issue as the Trump administration approaches 100 days in office. And Washington's top lawyer says police departments, schools, and even hospitals are confused about how to interact with federal immigration officials. That's why Attorney General Bob Ferguson has released a 50-page guide that lays out best practices and policies. He told KUOW's Liz Jones that he's hearing from public agencies throughout the state.
I personally was recently traveling in central and eastern Washington, and I can tell you I was in a small town in a deep, deep red county. And the local law enforcement leader of that community came up to me and said, "Bob, we need some guidance on what's going on. What's required, what's not required." It's not about a political party affiliation. It's not. I'm telling you, it's not. It's folks just wanting to know what their options are, what is required. They want to do the right thing as they define that for their community, but there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and that's what we're trying to respond to.
So I have read through most of the guidance, about 50 pages of it. It looks at courthouses, schools, hospitals, local governments, and you give some examples of what they can do, like jails can consider diversion programs rather than booking people. Courts can allow people to use pseudonyms or do video recordings, or they can announce when ICE is present in their courtrooms. Mm-hmm. ICE says it pursues targeted arrests of criminals. By looking at these different scenarios, are you concerned at all that that might ramp up the fear in some of these communities that ICE could arrest them anywhere at any time?
I think that fear already exists. ICE is arresting people outside of schools. We're getting reports from federal officials being around courthouses. So that fear is already there. Part of what we're trying to respond to is addressing that fear with factual information about people's rights. I think that's how you can help address that fear, right? What's real? What are your rights? What must you provide? What do you have options to provide? What are your alternatives? So frankly, this is coming from a place of responding to the fear that I think is quite palpable, not just here in Seattle, not just here in King County, but all around the state of Washington.
One of President Trump's executive orders threatens to crack down on sanctuary cities and withhold funds from jurisdictions that don't fully cooperate on immigration enforcement. If local governments take your advice here, are they potentially inviting more scrutiny from the feds?
Well, that's a determination for each agency to make. Right. And again, I recognize different jurisdictions may be in a different place on what they want to do. For me, and decisions I make on whether to take on the administration on the travel ban, for example, is, look, I just have to take each issue as it comes and do what we think is the right thing to do. And look, if there are repercussions from that, so be it. We'll address those down the road. But I'm not going to refuse a challenge a president if I think he's acting unlawfully because I'm worried about some hypothetical repercussion down the road. That's just not the way we work in our office. But it's up for everyone to decide on their own how they want to handle things.
I imagine some could see this as you enabling sanctuary cities or promoting efforts that hinder federal immigration agents from finding, arresting, and deporting people without legal status here. What do you say to that?
Look, I'm used to people ascribing all sorts of motives for what we do in this office or what I do individually, right? My job is to go where the law takes me and respond to what the public needs, right? And this is obviously an emerging and critical legal and policy discussion going on in our country and in our state. And so when I hear over and over from law enforcement leaders or our team hears over and over from public institutions that they need some guidance and they're looking to us to provide it, that's what I'm responding to.
So just to be clear, are you encouraging schools, hospitals, local governments to adopt sanctuary policies?
No, our job is to lay out what we think is the legal framework, what their options are. There's a lot of misconception around this. Frankly, a lot of it coming from the new administration. The federal government cannot require local jurisdictions to do their job for them. And it's important to point that out.